beans on sale.
Speaking at Farm Credit Service of Mandan's producer education event today in Mandan, University of Minnesota Extension professor and grain marketing economist Ed Ussett talked about the decision farmers are facing on whether or not to sell or store their grain this fall.
In the case of corn and wheat, we've got nice carries in the market, and you have to think about selling that carry, at least with some of your grain. That is, selling the carry simply means holding your grain in storage, selling a deferred futures contract, or even forward contract for spring delivery or like that. But you might sell the May or the July wheat or spring wheat contract, wait for the basis to narrow up, and it seems to me a pretty good alternative this year. That doesn't mean you can't hold some corn and wheat in the bin unpriced. It's okay to take a risk with some bushels like that, but I think there's a strong incentive to sell the carry.
Ussett says grain storage concerns in the Northern Plains have mostly lifted.
I've been concerned about that for 6 weeks before the soybean harvest even started. I wondered when we were at the worst of the, if you will, the lack of a trade deal going on and soybean exports not happening. I was wondering if we'd find a home, if producers up in the Red River Valley would find a home for their soybean. Most did. I was very, I was actually surprised by that. Most people found a place for their soybeans and corn, but I'm sure there are some that are struggling with that.
Minnesota Ag Commission